Hello and welcome to the very first Irish Wood and Interiors Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate you taking the time to come and check in with us. In this, the very first episode, we'll introduce you to the Irish Wood and Interiors Network, IWIN for short, and briefly explain why we are producing a podcast and what you can expect in the shows ahead. But before we dive in, we would like to thank all our members for their continued support. We would also like to thank our strategic partners, who through their generosity have greatly contributed to our continuing development. Our strategic partners are Flanagan Fittings, Sisk Limited, McGinn Limited, ECT Adhesives, Woodworking Machinery Ireland, Crow's Nest Global, Woodworkers, Martin Insurances, ATU Letterfrack, Medite, Cosentino Ireland, and Andinav Pro Limited. So, back to us, IWIN. Who are we and what do we do? IWIN is the industry association for the wood and interior sector in Ireland. We've been up and running since 2018 and are proud to have over 100 active members, mostly joineries, fit-out companies, kitchen manufacturers, and various types of furniture manufacturers from craft producers to upholstery companies. The industry as a whole plays a vital role in the Irish economy, contributing to thousands of jobs and hundreds of millions of euros in turnover every year. We created the network to support the growth of the industry by helping members to collaborate, access valuable information and resources, and ultimately so that you can become more profitable. In fact, we use an acronym to describe our services. OPEN, which stands for Opportunities, Productivity, Embracing Innovation and Networking. So what does all this mean? We help members identify and exploit new market opportunities. We help you to grow your competitiveness by becoming more productive and resourceful. We support and facilitate your innovation journey to secure long-term growth, and we connect, collaborate, learn, and be inspired from each other in an open and supportive industry network. It also reflects our ambition to promote a culture of openness and collaboration among members. Thankfully, this is happening more and more. For example, within the last 18 months, we've run many successful networking events, such as national and regional seminars, factory visits, and even had time for a bit of golf. We've also facilitated peer-to-peer group meetings and initiated industry-specific training courses. Many of our members are actively trading with each other, and we are even witnessing the benefits of healthy competition. This co-opetition, where companies competing in the same space are sharing mutually beneficial information, and this makes the pie bigger for all of us. Responsible for providing the services and setting out the direction of the network is our steering committee, which is made up of a group of very experienced and competent people. Let me introduce them. We have Bill Vernon, who is our acting secretary and an international consultant in wood industry development. Then we have Joe Friel, MBA, project manager of Wood Connects. Gareth Sherry, the project manager of the Border Enterprise Development Fund, A.O. O'Donnell, managing director of O'Donnell Design, and Catherine O'Sullivan, CFO, also from O'Donnell Design, Owen Ryan, the managing director of the Galty Group, Michael Clark, the managing director of Walls to Workstations, Paul Leamy, head of the school at ATU Letterfrack, Terry Coleman from Ambicel Lighting, Cormac Sherry, the Managing Director of Riverbank Limited, Simon O'Keefe, General Manager of Postformed Systems, Simon Dennehy, Partner in Perch Design, and Ronan Murphy, Joinery Training Manager at Sisk Limited. We are constantly looking for feedback from members and industry stakeholders on ways to serve our members better, so if you have any recommendations, we're all ears. Email us on info@iwin.ie. Critically, we want to encourage participation from members in the conversation. To that end, we've created a members-only LinkedIn group. You can search for the Irish Wood and Interiors Network in LinkedIn and send a request to join. When you join, please introduce yourself and feel free to post questions and make suggestions. Start a conversation with other members. That's what we're all about. With that out of the way, let's discuss our podcast. So, first up, why are we producing a podcast? Well, good question. As a network, we are continuously meeting with industry experts who have very valuable and relevant knowledge to share with our members. In the past, we've used webinars to distribute this information and also newsletters sent via email. The problem, as all of us know, is time. Often it can be difficult for members to find the time to tune into webinars at an appointed time and date, and sometimes even more difficult to read a lengthy newsletter. So what did we do about this? We surveyed our members, we discussed it internally in our steering committee, and we felt that pulling all the content together in podcast format would make it easier for our members to consume. We hope you'll enjoy it and pull some valuable insights that can be applied in your business. So what can you expect? Most importantly, we wish to address topics that are highly relevant to your business right now. Some of them you've thought of, some of them you haven't, and that's what we're here for. Things like recruitment and industry training, inflation and rising energy costs, which as we know are affecting us all at the moment, emerging trends such as digitalisation and Industry 4 technologies, and indeed the circular economy, which is increasingly vital to the survival of the industry. In general, we'll discuss what's working well for top companies, both in Ireland and internationally, and seek to learn from and emulate their best practices. We plan to do interview-style podcasts with industry experts, consultants and business owners, also market leaders and suppliers and service providers. We'll use the podcast to distribute our newsletter content so that you can stay up to date on the latest industry news. Our next podcast will feature an interview with one of the top solar panel companies in Ireland who specialise in commercial installations. In that episode, we'll get to grips with the pros and cons of solar panel installations, what to avoid, and how to get the best return on investment for your business energy requirements. For more information about our services, please check out our website. It's www.iwin.ie or email us at info@iwin.ie. If you have any ideas that you want discussed or questions that you need answers, get in touch. That's what we're here for. That's it for this episode. Keep tuning in for valuable insights into your industry and more information.